Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 12, 1805. The Continental Divide. Lewis, disappointed at not meeting the Indian yesterday, revises his plan and now sends Drewyer out to see if he can find the Indian road of yesterday. Drewyer is very capable of traveling in this uncharted country and adept at interpreting. He goes out following the track of the horse they saw yesterday, and in about an hour and a half he returns. Lewis describes his plan.
I now determined to pursue the base of the mountains, from this cove to the southwest, in the expectation of finding some Indian road which led over the mountains. Accordingly, I sent Drewyer to my right and Shields to my left, with orders to look out for a road of fresh tracks of horses, either of which we should first meet with, I had determined to pursue. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 12, 1805.
Lewis continued following the Indian's trail in the hope of catching up to him. He saw many old camps, but no Indians. He and his party were high up on the Continental Divide and found water flowing to the west. Lewis remarked that it had been an ambition of his to find such a place, and consequently drank of the cold, fresh water that would eventually fall into the Columbia. He rested there a while and remarked that
McNeil had exultingly stood with one foot on each side of this little rivulet and thanked his God that he had lived to bestride the mighty and heretofore deemed endless Missouri.
He then wrote,
after refreshing ourselves, we proceeded to the top of the dividing ridge from which I discovered immense range of high mountains still to the west of us, with their tops partially covered with snow.
Lewis had assumed that getting over the Rockies would be much easier and did not anticipate the breadth and height of this range. Clark was still struggling on the Jefferson, and the men were near exhaustion. They remarked that they wished they were on land. Monday, finally some Shoshone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.